www.thebrandonbeat.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, you know what? I just need to organize myself, okay? I think in this day and age, with all the electronics and the laptops and the iPhones and the faxes, I think I can finally admit I am a little overwhelmed and I need to really organize myself. Okay, now why am I having such a tude right now? Well, apparently my laptop is supposed to be plugged in. But if the plug is just a little teeny weeny bit loose, there's no charge. So, okay, so here I am. I have a laptop that's not charged. Not a big deal. I plugged it in, charged it, whatever. But, you know, sometimes we completely lose the plug. That could be an issue. Another thing, the fax machine. Okay, sometimes the fax machine doesn't have paper in it. Okay? So I got to remember, you'd think the staff would do this, but sometimes they don't because they're busy. Get it? I love the girls, but sometimes they're busy. Okay? You got to make sure your fax has paper in it. You also need to make sure that your phone is always charged. Right? Okay? Oh, and then with toner. Okay? For some of you guys that have printers at home and copiers and toner. Now, why am I bringing up all these tedious little esoteric things? Because I talk to you guys about lowering stress all the time. And if you ask me, what are my most stressful things in life? What usually kind of triggers a frenzy every day for me? It's not my mother. She just texted me. No problem. I handled her text up. Fine. I'm okay. Even keel. My mother-in-law? No. Really? No. No, mother-in-law does not really throw me into a frenzy. I mean, yeah, yes, there were some doozies in the past, but overall, no. Love the woman? That's not what does it. If you really stop and think about what starts to mess up your day, misplacing your keys, right? Isn't that, nothing ruins the day more than you having woken up early, you shave, you shower. Yeah, I shave my legs. Sometimes, you're right, sometimes. Okay, can't be lying on air. You guys already know that I don't shave my legs that often, and I should. I know. But I did. I have shaved my legs because I am due for my pap smear, and I do not want to, if the doctor says I could get you today, not have my legs shaved. So, no, I have, you know, the weather is changing, so don't worry. My legs gonna look nice. Have to. You shave, you shower, you know, you poop, you're all ready for work, you're excited, and then you look and there are no keys. Oh, what really sucks is when you leave the keys in your front door. I've done that, where the keys are just sitting there in the front door all night. Okay, so that does it. Or, no gas in the car. I had that too today. So I get in the car, I'm late, no gas. Because for some reason I didn't notice. I had to go across town. I was on Fox 5 News last night, which was awesome. Love it. But it's a trek. So then I came all the way back. I had to race back because my kid had something at school that night. So I had to go to the kid's school, run back home. I didn't even bother to take a look at the gas tank. All of a sudden I turn it on and that red light goes on. So what I think we should do is if we really want to fight stress, it's not put your mother in a home. It's not, you know, work a second job. It's let's look at the little bitty things and let's just organize ourselves. So number one, okay? Number one, make sure everything is charging. You know, before you go to bed, this is going to be your checklist, okay? You shouldn't be Facebooking before you go to bed. You shouldn't be tweeting. You shouldn't be watching YouTube or playing Candy Crush, right? Because that bothers your retinas and it's too hyperstimulatory and you can't go to sleep anyway, all right? Why don't you do your checklist? So let's just make a checklist right now. So number one, make sure everything that has to be charging is charging. Or before you leave your office. That's kind of easy. Piece of cake. Make a list. Laptop, phone, etc. Everything charging? Great. So now you have a nice, juicy full battery. There is nothing more relieving than seeing a nice full battery. Isn't that amazing? They should do a study. If looking at the full battery sign triggers the same euphoric feelings in the brain and impulses as looking at a piece of chocolate or looking at a puppy dog. But I gotta tell you, when I look and I see that my phone is charged, I am like satisfied, extremely satisfied. Okay, so everybody does all the charging. Number two, make sure you got your clean underwear, your clothes, everything ready for the next day. Now, mind you, I got cats and dogs, and they love to roll up in the clothes and do pee-pee clothes and all that other stuff. One of my cats threw up in the middle of the night on my kid's homework. That kind of sucked. But again, my kid's homework was sprung all over the floor. Of course the cat's going to throw up on me because she doesn't want to dirty the carpet. Because we told the cat, if you're going to throw up and have a hairball, don't dirty the carpet. So she'll dirty my kid's homework. That's our fault. Okay? Have everything already organized. I'm not saying you have to be OCD. I'm not saying you have to be, I don't know, Florence Brady or of the Brady Bunch. What was Brady's first name, the wife, Florence Henderson? I don't know what her real name was, Mrs. Brady. Probably just, you don't have to do that. Everything doesn't have to be all clean and perfect. But just have, know where your shoes are, know where your socks are, know where your underwear is. You know, another thing is, if you don't know if you're going to have your period or not, just throw a little maxi pad or something on the clothes, nice little pile. I'll do that. I'll take a picture of how I have everything organized for the next day. Then your keys. Okay, that should be on your list. Make sure you know where your keys are. Make sure you know where your wallet is. My husband does that all the time. He comes home so exhausted that he throws his keys and his wallet. Sometimes it falls into the piano. Nobody ever thinks to look there. All right, have a key dish or a, you know, something. You know, in the olden days, people would have a hat rack, all right, and a table, and that's where you throw everything. Do that. Okay, very, very simple. Lunch already packed. Have post-it notes. And again, I know this kind of sounds like, you know, something, you know, not very important, something trivial. But, you know, think about it. You know, my job is to make sure you guys relieve stress. My job is to make sure you guys don't ruin your day. And a lot of us ruin our day just in the first 5 minutes of starting our day. Let's get our acts together, okay? We'll form a pact. Anything else you guys could think of that's very, very stressful, let us know, and we'll fix it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have your kids, set the kids' alarm for 10 minutes earlier than when they need to wake up, because it always takes them 10 minutes to roll out of the bed. Okay, now a big thing for me is the hot water. Sometimes there's no hot water in the morning. That really sucks. So I try to take a shower about an hour before the kids because I always use up the hot water. Okay, sounds like a plan. We can do this. We can do it, people. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Strong. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was listening to Mark and Mercedes in the morning, one of my favorite shows on FM, as I drive to work, and they were talking about two sentences that will get your kids to tell the truth. I thought this was really, really cute. Okay, because, you know, my kids, they lie through their teeth. Remember the very first time your child lied to you? How you felt? You know, I was really, really hurt because I'm like, well, wait a second, I'm mama. You know, my baby should want to tell me everything. I'm mama. I'm not like my parents. Oh, I lied to my parents all the time. But I lied to my parents all the time because I was afraid of getting beat with the belt. So I was like, I'm not going to say anything. You know, but, you know, for me, I don't hit the kids. You know, I mean, you know, punishment is usually fun because they sit there and time out and giggle. So I'm like, oh, my baby lied to me. You know, and I'm like, why would they do that to me? So I felt really slighted and I just felt, you know, I just thought, you know, how could this kid be my kin? Okay, so I went through that whole thing.
Okay? And then I start to get nervous and I start to think back on, well, what else are they lying to me about? And what else are they going to lie to me about? And then you go through a phase that you think that everything out of your kid's mouth is a lie. And we went through that. You know, once a lie was that big, you know, and my kid now noticed I'm paranoid. Every time he tells me something, I'm like, that's bull crap. I need to look it up online. I need to look up your grades. I need to, you know, and it's taken him a long time to regain my trust. And I don't think that's the way to handle it, but you freak out. You know, I mean, you really do freak out, not so much about what they lied about, but the fact that they lied. You need to know you trust them. Now, the kids are learning. Okay, the kids have to realize that there are some things you could do and some things you can't do. Kids learn very easily and very quickly that lying is a part of culture. So they, you know, they see it in the TV, you know, oh, honey, how do I look in this dress? You know, and he goes, oh, baby, you look good. And then you see him turn his head and roll his eyes. And everybody giggles, you know, you hear the laughter in the studio audience. So the kids see that, so they're like, okay. You know, what you're supposed to do, because it's funny and it's cool, is you lie. Now, you know, we all lie, okay? You know, I once, and I have no problem admitting this, I once got on air and I told you that my ratings were awesome. And now, anybody with a brain would have probably seen right through that, okay? But, you know, I once even said this is the best radio show ever. Okay, now, I don't want to say, I still think it's a good show, but is it truly the best? So you've caught me in lies. You've caught me in lies many times, okay? I told you guys I weighed 126 pounds. Remember that day? Boy, did I really lose your trust after that one. You all, because you guys could Google a picture of me and go, wait a second here, she's not blonde. What? Okay. All right. So, two sentences that'll get your kids to tell the truth. So, Eric Barker, I guess, cites findings from Nurture Shock, New Thinking About Children. And I guess children lie to try to please you or make you happy. So, he says the first strategy to getting the truth out of them is to tell them that you're going to be really happy if they tell the truth. They say what really works is I will, you know, you tell your kid this, I will not be upset with you if you peaked. And if you tell the truth, I will be really happy. I guess peaking means probably to do with Christmas presents or something like that. If kids think that you're telling the truth is, now I did this with my kid. You know, I'm like, I'm not going to get mad, but when you start telling me the truth, it's going to make me so happy and I'm going to be able to trust you again. So, you know, just please tell me something true so you can make me happy. And, you know, the truth he had was something that, you know, I really should have flipped out on and wigged out on. But I'm like, you made me the happiest mom. Oh, I'll do it again then. No, don't do it again. But, you know, you told me the truth, I could trust you. You know? And then he's probably thinking, oh, good, she trusts me now so I can lie again. So I did that. I mean, a lot of us have done that. But trying to do that reverse psychology where, like, you know, look, you're trying to please me, so just, you know, tell me the truth. Okay? They also said you could cut down lying by 25% if you give them this one. I'm about to ask you a question, but before I do, will you promise to tell the truth? Now, the reason why you do this is because now you double commit them. If they don't tell you the truth, that would mean they had to lie a second time. Now, what's brilliant about this is kids, you know, they'll do something wrong in single sometimes, even though there could be some, you know, sequential wrongdoing and there could be some sort of a ripple effect of what they do. Most kids, when they do something bad or they lie, they think it's okay because it's only one. So what's brilliant about this, now I don't know if this is why he's doing it, but this is how I look at it, why it works, is if the kid has to promise they tell the truth and then they promise, and then they don't, that's a twofer. And you'll see the kid's eyes go back and forth like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And they calculate, all right? So I think that's really important. Now the thing is I got a 13-year-old and 11-year-old. So I don't know if this works anymore. They really know my psychology. They do. Now, I've gained their trust. They know that they can tell me stuff and it won't go anywhere. They know. They also know that I won't wig out. You know, I mean, you know, I got in trouble in school. Well, what'd you get in trouble in school about? Well, we were in sex ed, and somebody said this, and then I said this, and then I said this, and then I said, oh my gosh, You know, and I go, you know what, honey, it's very natural to make a joke during sex ed. Well, you did that, Mom, didn't you? We didn't really have too much sex ed when I was growing up. I wish we had more. You know, my husband wishes I had more sex ed, you know. But, I mean, you know, your kids are gonna do things. It's just, how do you increase the communication? Now, I still stand by be unpredictable. Okay, when your kids know your response, then they already, 3-4 steps before that, already make different plans. Which means you have to either have a predictable response that you think they're going to like, okay, that's good. You know, here's my problem. You know, I could tell my mom and dad something that'd be fine, and then 10 minutes later I would get it. You know, because sometimes it would soak in. So I learned that really quickly, that even if we were in the middle of a grocery store and my mom may not backhand me, I will definitely get the backhand in the car. Which is why you always sat behind Mom. Me and my siblings would fight over who sat behind Mom in the car. Because if you sat kitty corner on the passenger side, if she was driving, her backhand could get you. Here's the problem, though. My mom was pretty limber. She would just, she just wouldn't drive the car, and she would just turn around and get you. So you were damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's funny, people meet my mom now. You know, and she's like, little old lady, oh, hi, I'm Dolly's mom. But, oh, you know, this woman could pop a punch. But the thing is, you know what, she raised me. I love her. But that's just the way moms were back then. And it's kind of funny because she doesn't look tough now, but oh man, woo, she hit harder than Dad sometimes. She was a toughie. Okay, so anyway, kids lying, use those tips. Tell me how it goes. But you know, I'm coming into the high school age with my kids, and I am no expert. I have no problem admitting that I'm absolutely no expert on how to handle kids, how to handle kids doing drugs. Okay? Yeah, as a doctor, it's easy for me. Being the doctor in the situation where Mom brings a kid doing drugs, oh, I could be the doctor in the situation. But being the mom, oh gosh, that's hard. That is hard. If I thought my kid was smoking a doob, I would probably be sewing up his mouth and only allowing a little bit open for him to drink liquid meals. I mean, I'd probably do that. If the kid was snorting cocaine, I'd probably sew up his nostrils. I mean, I don't know what I would do as a parent. That really freaks me out. And, you know, we were going to talk about this in the previous hour. More people think that eating sugar is worse than smoking pot. They say twice as many Americans, according to a Wall Street Journal NBC poll, say that when they looked at harmful substances, they felt tobacco and alcohol and sugar were worse than marijuana. And we're starting to see in the millennials this idea that if pot is becoming legal and more people are doing it medicinally, this isn't a bad thing anymore. Now, for many people that do find therapeutic relief from marijuana, then it's a good thing. But, you know, look at how quickly we went. Like, look at Sanjay Gupta on CNN. I mean, look how quickly we went from our opinion being no, marijuana, regular use of it is bad, to, okay, this is okay. Why? Was it a money thing? Is it because we see that Colorado is making money, finally, you know, saving itself from debt? Is it because that's just the in vogue thing to vote for? Boy, we changed quickly. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy.
How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, a lot of us suffer from migraines, and they suck. And I guess there is now a migraine headband that is supposed to help prevent the headaches. And from what we understand, the FDA has approved it. It's called Cephali, a battery-powered plastic headband that is supposed to help prevent migraine headaches. They say this is the first transcutaneous, it's applied across the skin, electrical nerve stimulation device specifically authorized for use prior to the onset of pain. Being reported by UPI.com, Cephali is a small, portable, battery-powered prescription device that resembles a plastic headband worn across the forehead and atop the ears. The user positions the device in the center of the forehead just above the eyes using a self-adhesive electrode. The device applies an electric current to the skin and underlying body tissues to stimulate branches of the trigeminal nerve. Trigeminal nerve has been known and been associated with migraine headaches. You may feel some tingling or massaging sensation where the electrode is applied. Now, they looked at 67 people, and they found that those who use Cephaly experienced significantly fewer days with migraines per month and used less migraine medication than those who used the placebo device. The device would not completely prevent the migraine, and it didn't reduce the intensity of the migraines, but you had less days of migraines. You guys get that? The device is designed only for adults, not kids, and should only be used once a day for 20 minutes. Oh my gosh, I'll wear that sucker to work if we have to. They say, according to, I think it's Christy Foreman, director of the Office of Device Evaluations at the FDA Center for Devices and Radiological Health, she says Cephaly provides an alternative to medication for migraine prevention. This may help patients who cannot tolerate current migraine medications for preventing attacks or treating attacks. I really dig this, okay? Because for any of you guys that have had headaches, it feels like there's a knife in your head and somebody's twisting the knife. You get this throbbing pain. You sometimes get nausea, vomiting. You're sensitive to light, sound. It is miserable. And, I mean, you could be in bed for days with a migraine. It is so bad. And then some of you don't tolerate the medication. Some of you can't afford the medications. Oh my gosh. You know how expensive a lot of us can't with these migraine medications are pretty expensive. They work, but they're very costly. And I don't understand why, you know, we could get Lortab cheap, but we can't get our migraine medications cheap. It's so frustrating. And so, and then, some of us that have high blood pressure, you can't take your migraine medications. So, you know, I love the idea of us trying to treat things, you know, with tactile treatments, more physical therapy modalities, as opposed to just pharmaceuticals. Even though I really dig pharmaceuticals, right? I really, really dig them because there's a lot of uses pharmaceuticals have saved lives as far as I'm concerned, okay? I've seen countless accounts, so I'm very, very grateful for what we have. But as this healthcare crisis gets worse and worse and worse, we need to figure out other things we could do that don't involve prescriptions, medication, things we could do on our own, treating, etc. Speaking of expensive medications, the 7-year-old boy we talked about yesterday, Josh Hardy, who has been a cancer survivor and then came down with adenovirus and needed brincidofovir, apparently after public pressure, the company that makes it, Chimerix, said from what I understand, going to give the medication. Now, this was somebody who had, myelodysplastic syndrome. It's a precancerous bone marrow disorder. I guess Robin Roberts from ABC News had this as well. He had bone marrow transplant, but for the bone marrow transplant, you need to still be immunosuppressed. When you're immunosuppressed, then you are more likely to get certain viruses, infections, bacteria, etc. So unfortunately, an adenovirus, which many times is self-limiting, it doesn't seem to bother people, in this particular case, could kill him. So this very interesting antiviral drug that has been shown, has been shown to help, even though I don't think it has the FDA approval, then apparently the company is going to allow it. Now, you know, when you see this, you're like, okay, that's great. Okay, so it looks like we can make a difference. We make a lot of noise, right? We get a lot of media attention. We can make a difference. Remember, okay, this will only work so long. Okay, I want to help this kid. I want to help all kids. But, all right, there's only so many cases until the media can't, I guess, report them to the point that when it's just like, you know, we use antibiotics so much that, you know, we're going to be at an age where your grandchild, God forbid, is going to need antibiotics. It's not going to work. Same thing. Okay, you know, I don't know what the answer is. And I wish we lived in a world where everybody got their medications. And it's nice to know that if somebody doesn't get a medication because they can't afford it, that we could go through the media and we could get the media some public support. And that's good. Okay? And it, in a way, it's kind of, you know, emotional blackmail. It's almost marketing blackmail. Okay? The company was blasted all over the news, right? They looked like real mean rich people. They had to come in, give the drug. And again, I'm glad. I'm not trying to pick sides here. I want this kid to get the drug. But the truth of the matter is this is only going to work so much, you know, it can only work to some extent. And even though people are probably doing the dance, that they were able to, through public outcry, get this company to give up the medication, I hope somebody is looking at the bigger picture here. Because we will not be able to do media coverage on every single person needing a medication to save their life. And that's when it's going to get scary. I just hope we, and Obamacare is definitely not the answer. I don't know what it is. Now, of course, that's why I'm raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. These kids with blood cancer are having a hell of a time, and adults with leukemia and lymphoma having a hell of a time paying for their treatments. These treatments are expensive. And, I mean, I wish I could help every single medical disease out there. But right now, in the spring, we're doing this campaign where we're raising money for kids and families who are fighting leukemia, lymphoma, blood cancers. This is so, so important. And there's tons of different leukemias. It covers a variety of blood disorders and cancers. And it's a phenomenal drive. Starting March 21, I am going to want you, your coworkers, your neighbors, your employers to donate. If we do a $5 for a life campaign where everybody donates $5, we could make some major, I mean, you know, my show is national. Can you imagine if I could just get everybody to donate just $5? All right. But I'm going to need some big, heavy money coming from bigger companies. Even if you guys could donate gift cards. Some of you guys have gift cards from your work. I could use that for raffle prizes at events I'm putting on that could get people to donate money for raffle tickets. So we could use it all. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and email me on what you think you could do. All right. And of course, anybody that donates over $100, we're going to acknowledge on my website. All right. And maybe we'll have to have a bunch of pages on the website, but I want to make sure you guys get credit for trying to help and do this for us. But, we got to take it on ourselves to come out with money and raise money for these kids. My website is drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, because I don't want any more kids to need to go to the media to get their medication. Now, true, this was a completely different case. This case is not something I do believe that my charity could have helped with. But, I mean, if you have thousands of kids that need treatment for blood cancer and they can't afford it, all right, you know these thousands of kids won't be able to get their media story out or the media won't be able to cover it. That's why we have to help. And the money does go to these kids. I could show you pictures of the kids that benefited. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not something where the money just goes to, I don't know, making, I don't know, you know, trips for, you know, board directors. This is a really good charity, really good group. Website, drdahlia.com. Email me so we can start planning and get ready for our kickoff March 21st. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DrDahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device? device that's sweeping the globe. If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, sometimes you just got to look at, you know, life as glasses half full as opposed to half empty. You know, last night, one of my stupid idiot cats, you know, decides to wake me up again, 4 in the morning. I don't know what her problem is at 4 in the morning. And, you know, she has a little paw, you know, right there on your upper cheek, just not where the zygomatic arch is, but on the part of the cheek that sinks down in between your parotid gland and your maxillary sinus. You know, so it wakes you up. I don't know why she has to stand on my face. All right. And you know, yeah, I got mad. But you know the one thing I noticed? is, you know, there's a few things in life that you really like the feel of that has a real cool touch to them. You know, one is your casino chips. Not a poker chip. Some of these poker chips don't feel good, but like a casino chip. So sometimes the feel of the casino chip is, that's a very interesting feel. Brilliantly designed. So you want to sit there and play with these chips, okay? Another really cool feel is the paw print, okay? Now, my dog that has a big, huge paw, that doesn't seem to have the same feel, probably because he still has some claws and things like that. But, you know, the little kitty cat, when their claws are retracted, back in, it really, you know, just kind of grab your little kitty's paw. Hopefully they don't scratch you. Yeah, and if you just kind of feel it, doesn't that feel good? You know, there's just some things out there. I was just noticing, it's just a little paw print. You know, Blue's Clues was brilliant, because everything was about the paw print. What a good visual. And you can't really get mad or upset or turned off or bitter about a little baby paw print. Unless, you know, the animal stepped in poop and then walked all over your dress that fell, you know, to the ground from the closet. And now you have a poo-poo paw print. Then we got a problem. But other than that, pretty cool stuff. So I don't know. Just, you know, thinking about that. Okay, now this was an interesting study. Okay, so this was interesting. They say Hollywood, all right, apparently gives actresses less speaking parts. Only 30%, okay, of the speaking parts are actually women. And they say that this same figure has been pretty much unchanged in movies since the 1940s. Now, I know some of you guys want to say, you don't want to say it because your wife could be sitting next to you. All right, just behave, okay? You can't be getting in trouble with this. But, I mean, is it that men sell more than women? Now, true, there's we use women for a lot of ads, okay? And we know that visually, women will sell more than men, but not audibly. Does that kind of make sense? They say women have the speaking roles are less women than men, 70 to 30. You know, I remember years ago we were watching Fantastic Four, and one of our buddies was over, and I guess, I don't know, who's the blonde? I can't think of her name. Jessica Alba. I don't know. But anyway, she's Jessica Alba, yeah. Yeah, see all the men know. Jessica Alba, don't mess that up. But, and, you know, one of my friends was over sitting there going, you know, she's just there for eye candy. She can't act. I think she can act. Not that Fantastic Four was supposed to be Oscar property, but if you think about it, yeah, the guys got more lines. Not collectively, individually. So women sell visually, but not vocally or audibly. Now, you know, what does that mean for me in radio? I don't know, okay? You know, now you see me, my biggest asset is my voice. Because if you guys saw what I look like, I really can't do the visual too much. You know, so, but that's also why you don't really have a lot of women in radio. You know, I mean, think about it. A lot of women, isn't that weird? And, you know, I don't want to stereotype, and I don't want anybody being accused of being chauvinistic if you guys agree or whatever, but let's actually be honest. You know, what sells? People would rather look at you than listen to you. I mean, with my husband, I have to be very visual. If I'm talking to him, I got to be topless. Otherwise, he won't listen. It all is about the visual. But then he's looking at my feet, and I have to say, you know, look up here. Anyway, so I don't know, I find that fascinating that not much change since the 1940s. Now, what does that mean if you're a woman and you're married? Well, then, you know, visuals. I think visuals are extremely important. You know, one thing I noticed I was doing to get through to my husband is I would, you know, if I was trying to make a point and he wasn't listening to me and he was blowing me off, I would then send him, you know, the article. I'd send him a picture. I'm like, look at this. Look at this. And it has to do with intelligence. My husband is so intelligent. But it's just what gets to people, you know, and what turns people off. I know that when I start harping about something, after 5 seconds, he's out. He's done listening to me. Same thing with my kids, which means I only have 5 seconds to get through, even on radio. The one thing I was taught years ago with radio is every 5 seconds, you need to make sure you are still getting people's attention. Sometimes you could use silence. You know, you notice sometimes I do that, right? You know, when we were talking about Obamacare, right? You know, like, I'd be like, you know, our lives going to be lost. See the pause? With Obamacare. See? Okay, now, somebody who doesn't care about the subject may still listen, okay, if there's a pause, because if they turn on the radio and there's some dead air, and then you're like, that's the question. They're like, oh, what was the question? Oh, my God, that sounds deep. What did I miss? What did I miss? Okay, see what I mean? So, I have to, when I talk, you guys think I may talk quickly. You guys think I may, you know, sound like I'm completely, you know, doing tons of topics, but I have to assume that the average listener is turning me off and turning me on and turning me off and turning me on back and forth. And I have to always think about that 5 second rule. It's difficult. Extremely difficult. Why do you think almost every segment has something to do with boobies, farts, right? Or money? Because people listen when you say boobies or money. So, you know, if anybody ever reviews my show, all it would be is boobs, money, boobs, money. All right, people are turning off. I know, oh no, people are turning off the show. No. Okay, we'll talk about something else. No. Saying the word penis, men's genitalia, no, it does not. When I have a, years ago, there was always somebody from Las Vegas, you know, because that's my flagship, calling about a groin rash. You know, and I'm almost wondering, was it the same gosh darn person? Because otherwise a lot of people have groin rashes where I live. And, you know, I'd have to either get them off before I lose any more listeners, or I'd have to say, you know, or I'd have to kind of make it funny. And I'd be like, wait a second, we need a visual here, okay? Can you please, okay, I am trying to visualize your groin right now. Can you please describe this? Because I got listeners here, and this is radio, and you're asking me to try to, you know, heal you, you know, through the radio. It's very tough. Being in radio is extremely tough. And I think very, very tough for a woman. And so, interesting topic. Now, this is kind of interesting but worrisome. Because this drought in California, they say, is one of the worst in the last 100 years, they say state and federal officials may be moving more than 15 million salmon to the safety of the ocean using giant tanker trucks. All right. Officials from state and federal wildlife authorities have concocted a plan, according to Daily Mail, to move the millions of young fish from the Coleman Fish Hatchery near Redding closer to the ocean. Doesn't Redding have a railroad right on Monopoly? Isn't there Redding? Oh, take them to Marvin Gardens. Oh, it's called Reading Radio? Reading Railroad? It's not Redding, Pennsylvania. It's Reading? Oh. See, I got to learn my Monopoly. I learned so much geography from Monopoly and Risk growing up. I really did. John McManus of the Golden Gate. Listen, I'm a doctor. I don't have to know geography. Anyway, they're going to move the damn fish. All right. More Dr. Dolly coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Self-reliance,
survival supplies,
survival skills,
national experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
2 big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
K-Dog.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.